Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, April 1st, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. Inflation now costing families about $400 each month. COVID surging in Europe again. Studies show a quick walk can add years to your life. New survey ranks the most expensive cities on earth. Also, the message of the day, update listeners, sound off. But first, the average American household now spending $433 extra because of record high inflation. Thank you, President Biden. That's $5,200 a year slashed from the average family budget. Bloomberg Magazine ranking the states with the worst price increases, hardest hit, New York, California, Florida, Massachusetts, Wisconsin. Prices in the Badger State up 8% across the board. Residents there also paying 40% more for fuel this winter. The pandemic returning to Europe, new cases of COVID up 60% in the UK compared to February. Germany confirming its highest infection rate since the COVID outbreak began in the spring of 2020. The continent now reporting 1 million cases every day. Back in the USA, the FDA approving a second booster from Pfizer and Moderna. Scientists believe the fourth injection lowers the risk of contracting severe COVID by 90%. You can still get it, but it's not as bad if you're vaxxed. Researchers at Cambridge University claiming a 7-minute daily walk can reduce risk of an early death by 30%. Adding a 90-second jog to that routine lowers the chances of a heart attack by another 21%. So it's 50% if you take a 7-minute walk and jog a little. Just half of Americans get more than 6 minutes of exercise every day. 70% of all Americans are categorized now as overweight. A survey from Economist magazine ranks the most expensive cities on earth. Top five, New York City, Hong Kong, Zurich, Switzerland, Paris, and the number one most expensive city, Tel Aviv, Israel. Wow. Housing on this planet is difficult to say the least, but in San Francisco, it is colossally expensive. The average home in the city by the bay sells for $2 million. But why would you buy in San Francisco? If you're homeless, the city will give you money, free money, in a moment. Update listeners have their say. Right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Listeners, sound off. We do this each Friday. You can reach me, Bill, at BillO'Reilly.com. That's easy. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Name and town if you wish to opine. Let's kick it off with Wayne in Key Largo, Florida. What President Biden and his administration are doing about the problem at the border is terrible. It is a willful failure to enforce immigration law. It is absolutely an impeachable offense, but we'll never see that happen because of Congress. Well, not so fast, Wayne. If the Republicans take the House and the Senate in November, there may be impeachment on the border and immigration law. I don't think it will happen, but it's possible because you're correct. the President of the United States is not enforcing immigration law. It is a willful failure. It's a serious situation, my God. All right, let's go to Emil, lives in Durango, Colorado, beautiful town. Bill, I'm afraid the Republicans will do nothing about our southern border. Well, Emil, under President Trump, the migrant waves were pretty much stopped because Mr. Trump made a deal with the president of Mexico, Obrador, that he would slap tariffs on Mexican goods unless Obrador used the Mexican military to secure the southern border with Guatemala and the northern border with the USA. Obrador did that under duress. But as soon as Biden came into office, the Mexican army was pulled away because Joe Biden doesn't care about the border. It's an open situation down there, and that is the truth. Steve, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Do Mickey and Minnie Mouse still exist within the Disney circle of influence? Since the 1950s, Mickey was considered male, Minnie female. How would the current Disney Corporation define Mickey and Minnie today, gender-wise? You know, Steve, I don't even want to think about it. The Disney Corporation is killing itself. The backlash against the woke people running Disney is going to be ferocious. You can't indoctrinate five-year-old children, and that's what Disney wants. Lisa, Montreal, Canada. Bill, in your message of the day, you claim that a good argument can be made that Senator Manchin, a Democrat, is saving the USA. But what about him voting for a far-left Supreme Court nominee? Good question, Lisa. And you have to consider that Manchin is still a Democrat, and all the Democrats will vote to confirm the new Supreme Court nominee. So if he goes away from that, he'd almost have to leave the Democratic Party. And I suspect he may. I suspect Joe Manchin might switch parties to become a Republican. That is speculation. I don't have any inside information. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by putting it together. If you would like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com, where you can actually see me on television. In a moment, something you might not know.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. America is the wealthiest country in the history of the world. Private assets now top $141 trillion. And that is growing. The median income in the USA stands at $67,000 a year. That means 50% of us make more, 50% less. For the super rich, that type of money is made in less than a day. Here are the wealthiest celebrities in the USA ranked by their net worth. First up, politicians, the top five, Nancy Pelosi, her husband made all the money. Mitt Romney, family money. Michigan House member Paul Mitchell, Virginia Senator Mark Warner. Number one, Florida Senator Rick Scott, his total worth $260 million. He made his money in the healthcare industry. Next, sports stars. Basketball player Stephen Curry, $100 million in assets. Kevin Durant, another basketball player. Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott. And the legendary Tom Brady. But the top spot goes to LeBron James. The basketball star takes in major dollars from the Los Angeles Lakers, product endorsements, and his movie studio. LeBron James is worth $1 billion. Finally, actors, performers, top five, Adam Sandler, worth $420 million. Mel Gibson, $450 million. Robert De Niro, $500 million. George Clooney, $600 million. But the richest actor in the world? Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise is worth more than $800 million. Wow. And here's something else you might not know. Even for the poorest Americans, the living standard here is better than anywhere else in the world. 97% of Americans living below the poverty line have a cell phone. 99% a refrigerator, 98% cable TV, 92% internet, 70% have at least one car. These, again, are the poorest Americans. According to the UN, the poorest 20% of us are wealthier than the average European. We have more assets, better access to healthcare, and enjoy twice the living space than those in Europe. Back after this.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.